The makers of Crisco, the digestible shortening, are privileged to present at this time Vic and Sade, the program that millions of listeners throughout the country have considered the most popular program on the air. You have probably noticed how hard it is to get along with a person who has indigestion, especially a man. He feels badly and nothing pleases him. It's a case of nerves caused by indigestion. Now, if your husband is like that, don't be discouraged. Sometimes a change of diet will do a lot of good, and that doesn't mean a spinach and custard diet. A man hates the idea of an invalid's or a baby's food. Don't cut out pies and cakes. See if they won't agree with him if you use Crisco as your shortening. Try cooking with Crisco for 3 weeks and see if it helps. It may, because Crisco is digestible. When people want to know why it is digestible, we're always glad to tell everybody. Crisco is an all-vegetable fat. Yes, only pure vegetable oils are used. Then they are creamed and creamed into light, fluffy Crisco. Light and creamy, which means quick digesting. Many times people tell us the family doctor has advised Crisco. No wonder. You see, fried foods and pastry are as digestible as the fat you use. And Crisco is digestible. So use Crisco and protect your digestion. It is late afternoon as our scene opens now, and here in the kitchen we find Sade, with the help of young Rush, belatedly finishing her Tuesday's task of ironing. And here is Vic, just coming in the back door.
Hi, Gov.
How did you say?
Okay.
And you, Mrs. Jackson?
I'm fine. What you got there?
Bunch of groceries.
You buying groceries?
Well, it's breaking a precedent, I know, but I need these articles for a certain plan I'm about to carry out. Going to be using this kitchen for the next 20 minutes?
I have to start supper pretty soon.
How soon?
Well, it's going on 5.
Can't you start operations at, say, 5:30?
I suppose I can't. What you want to do?
I want to have the exclusive use of this kitchen and its various culinary paraphernalia for the next half hour.
Going to fix something?
I'm going to fix something. I'm going to prepare a delicacy the likes of which... Get out of there, Pete.
Just taking a look to see what you got in the sack.
What I got in the sack is no concern of yours. Say, do people intend to remain here?
Well, do you want us to get out?
It's not at all necessary for you to get out. In fact, you're more than welcome to stay. But if you do stay, I have one request to make. And that is, please do not in any way interfere with my activities.
What on earth are you going to do?
I'm going to do a little cooking. Rush, will you take the pots and pans out of the oven?
Going to stir up a cake?
I'm not going to stir up a cake. Just keep your eyes open. You'll see what I'm going to stir up. Say, may I remove these shirts? I'm going to need this table.
I'll take them.
Can I use any of these pans, Gov, or just should I take them out in the pantry?
Oh, just put them on the floor. Oh, and by the way, Sade.
Yes?
What had you intended to give us for supper?
Well, I got a little round steak.
Save it for tomorrow. I'm preparing the entree for tonight's repast.
Oh, you are you?
I am. Something you've never tasted in your life before.
I bet. What is it?
Crumbled eggs.
Scrambled eggs?
Crumbled eggs.
Never heard of them.
Of course you haven't. They're a delicacy rarely served outside of New York, London, and Paris.
Where'd you hear about them?
From the boss. He had his secretary type out the recipe for me this afternoon. Boss is a great eater, you know.
Yes, I've heard that. Has his housekeeper get up the most outlandish concoctions.
We simple folks out here in the Middle West think of them as outlandish concoctions, but in the high-toned restaurants of great cities, you'll find...
I got the pans all out on the floor, Gov.
Good. Now you can help me take the articles from this sack. No, I'll do it. You go in the pantry and bring me out the salt, the pepper, the vinegar, and the butter.
Crumbled eggs, huh?
Crumbled eggs. And the boss swears by all that's holy that this is the most appetite-tickling delicacy in all the world. Food, you know, can be made just as artistically as...
What you got there? Eggs?
Yeah.
We got a dozen eggs in the pantry.
We can always use eggs.
What's in the box?
Soda crackers.
Oh, I got soda crackers by the ton.
These are spinkin' spankin' fresh soda crackers. When I devote my time to preparing a dish, I want only the best materials. I've just... just laid them here on the table, son.
Okay.
You didn't bring a plate, did you?
Didn't tell me to.
Will you go get one?
Sure. What is it you're making?
Crumbled eggs.
Scrambled eggs?
Crumbled eggs.
I never heard of
them. You run along and get me that plate like a good fella, Oscar. I'll answer all the questions when you get back.
Okay.
You better get two.
All right.
Make it three. And some big spoons. It's an interesting thing how the boss come across with this sage.
Yes?
Yes, he was in Italy at the time, Venice. And one evening he dropped into a little restaurant in one of the side streets. He noticed crumbled eggs on the menu. Oh, thanks, Ralph. Now you know what you can do?
What?
Break up this box of crackers in little pieces and lay them in the deep dish.
The whole box?
The whole box. I'm going to break three eggs now in this flat dish.
You're not going to use eggs yet, are you, Vic? No use in breaking them, to you?
I think there was an understanding, wasn't there, that I wasn't to be interfered with, say?
Go right ahead.
There'll be lots of things in my cooking that you won't find quite orthodox. But just keep a stiff upper lip. Let me go my way, and pretty soon you'll be rewarded. Nice-looking eggs, ain't they?
Uh-huh. What'd you pay?
34 cents. Now I'm going to lay my eggs over here on the windowsill so they can get to the heat of the room temperature.
Huh. Goodness, eggs to room temperature.
Well, it probably sounds silly to you corn-fed cooks, but it's little things like this that make the difference between plain food and wonderful food.
Look at all these bottles he's got.
What are they?
This one is Mulligan's meat sauce. Looks kind of like ketchup.
Uh-huh.
Thompson's tasty Tabasco.
Uh-huh.
Hooligan's horse mustard.
What?
Hooligan's horse mustard. A preparation of horseradish, mustard, paprika, cinnamon, nutmeg.
Now, my eggs will be all right over at the windowsill, won't they, Sage?
Well, I suppose they will.
Well, now, let's exercise great care when passing by the sink and not to knock them off. How are you coming with your cracker breaking, Dolores?
I'm all done.
Oh, no, you're not. Break them up into tiny pieces. Hey, like this one, see?
Okay.
I'll make the fire sauce now. Did you ever hear of fire sauce, Sage?
Never.
Well, it's made with all these condiments mixed together. Ketchup, horseradish, Tabasco, ginger, all this stuff here.
What did they cost you?
Oh, different prices.
But you went and spent a lot of money.
I did spend quite a little, but you'll find crumbled eggs are worth it.
We'll never use up that stuff in the bottles.
Oh, yes, we will. You and Rush will be hollering for more crumbled eggs but tomorrow.
I imagine. Cracker crumbs all mixed up with Tabasco sauce.
Just you wait. Just you wait.
How's this go? Small enough pieces?
Yeah, fine. That's just fine. Now, run in the pantry and get me a large potato, a sharp knife, and a teacup.
Okay.
And a stew pan.
Big one?
Yeah. My fire sauce is all prepared. Have a look.
Oh, Vic, I never saw anything so nasty.
No? Wait till you wrap your tongue around your first bite of crumbled egg. Your face will light up with amazement and untrammeled ecstasy. Your stomach will dilate.
Where are you going with that?
With the hot sauce? I'm going to lay it in the sink out of the way over here.
Here's your stuff, Gov.
Oh, okay. Are you ready for a new job, Jake?
Yeah.
All right. You see this little cup?
Yeah.
Take a teaspoon full of sugar, third teaspoon of pepper, quarter teaspoon full of salt, and mix them all together.
Oh, now listen, Vic. There's absolutely no sense.
Say, do you persist in interfering?
Well, there's certainly a limit to it.
I thought it was definitely understood that for the next half hour
All right. I won't say anything.
Do as I ordered, son.
All right. Shuck, sugar, salt, and pepper.
Now, for the delicate part of it. Now, for the artistry.
What's that? Cream?
Uh-huh. If you care to watch, you may see how it's done. I dump the crackers into the pan, and I carefully pour cream over the crackers, like this. Simple?
I'll say.
Then I very gently stir.
Here's the sugar, salt, and pepper all mixed up, Gov.
Fine. Oh, now, if you will, cut that potato in two and remove the inside from each half.
Peel it, you mean?
No, no. Just take your knife and dig out a... I'll do that. You cut me off four little pats of butter.
How big?
Oh, about as big as your thumb. See, here's what I mean when I said remove the inside.
Uh-huh.
You waste a lot of potato that way.
We don't have crumbled eggs every day, you know.
This about the size you want, Gov?
Yeah. Now, cut off three more. No, sir. When you're having rich food like crumbled eggs, you've got to expect a little wastage. Mr. Rubish told me...
Dick, you're not going to do that.
What?
Put vinegar in that pan with cream and crackers?
Well, of course I am.
Oh, but goodness gracious sakes alive, man, you can't...
Is this argument to continue? I believe I still have 5 minutes in which
to... Go right ahead. Put the whisk broom in there.
That's okay, too. Rush, I hope you still have faith.
I'll see you through.
Well spoken. We're about ready to put our crumbled eggs in the oven now. Just 2 or 3 more processes. Get those lettuce leaves and that onion over here handy, will you?
Okay.
And then watch me carefully. You too, Sage.
I'm watching.
Fine. Now first, I take these 2 chunks of potato and slide them down underneath the cream-soaked crackers.
Vinegar-soaked crackers.
How's that?
Go ahead with what you're doing.
I will. And I'd recommend those who want more than one help in the crumbled eggs to please watch their tongue. Hand me that onion, Joe.
Sure.
Thanks. Now I slide the onion down alongside the potato. Few people know it, but there are certain chemical juices in potatoes. Give me the lettuce leaves, son.
You're not going to put lettuce in there.
And why not?
Heck of it, it'll all wrinkle up and just...
Are you going to start interfering now?
No, but a guy can't put lettuce in the same dish
just
with...
Just one word, Marie. This recipe comes from Vienna, a place where they've been preparing food for thousands of years.
Okay, won't say another word.
It is well. If you're still interested in this, you'll notice that I lay the lettuce leaves on top there. Now, there's the salt and pepper combination you fix. Where is it?
Here.
Oh, thank you. Spread the milk, salt, pepper, sugar on the lettuce. See?
Uh-huh.
Getting it very evenly distributed so that its combined tasty minerals will sink into the other ingredients. Ah, very good. Now for the butter.
Right by you there.
Ah, yes. I lay a pat of butter in each corner. Not only makes an attractive sight, but it also gives balance to the dish. And then, of course, as soon as it gets in the oven, it'll melt.
Oh, sure.
And now it's ready for the oven.
All done, huh?
Yes, sir. In 30 minutes, we can sit down to the table to a dish of crumbled eggs.
Takes 30 minutes, huh?
Well, 28 minutes to be exact. I intend to be very careful on this timing.
Yes?
Forgot to put in that fire sauce.
I know it.
Well, he told us not to butt in.
That's right.
Did you ever see such a batch of junk?
You may have the use of your kitchen now, Sade. I've finished. Crumble eggs are in the oven. The oven's lit. And nothing to do but prepare ourselves for a real treat.
We'll do that.
Gov.
Yes, my boy?
You forgot to put in your fire sauce.
I forgot. Well, for gosh sakes, why didn't you tell me?
You kept warning us not to butt in. We didn't
Well,
care.
Just the same, though, anybody with a sense of decency
just
and fair...
Just a second, Vic.
Huh?
Did you say you were fixing scrambled eggs?
You know I said crumbled eggs.
Eggs, huh?
Of course eggs.
It's funny you didn't put in some eggs then. They're still over on the windowsill.
Vic, Sade, and Young Rush invite you to sit in on every one of these informal get-togethers. They'd like to think of you as regular members of their family circle. No word about Crisco is complete unless to give credit to the women who really gave it its big start. They were Western women. They have always been leaders in health movements. Years ago, when Crisco was introduced, possibly some of you or your mothers started to cook with Crisco. And soon it was common talk that Crisco was the digestible vegetable shortening. Often doctors, too, advised Crisco. We want to congratulate you on your fine judgment, because we know that other shortenings, similar to Crisco in appearance, have been introduced. But women out here don't try to save a penny or two at the expense of their family's health. And here is how we know. Though Crisco is the country's leading all-purpose shortening, still the West uses more Crisco than the East. That is why Crisco is being made right here on the coast in increasing quantities to give you a true Western health product.